Good afternoon.
大家下午好。
Today is Pentecost Sunday.
今天是圣灵降临节的主日。
It's appropriate that we continue to look at what the Bible says about unity.
很适合我们继续来看圣经里怎么讲关于合一。
Pentecost particularly should remind us of the reason why unity exists and can be experienced.
圣灵降临节应该特别提醒我们合一存在以及可以被经历的原因。
Of course, for many, Pentecost just means that Monday is a holiday.
当然圣灵降临节对于很多人来说可能只是意味着周一是假日。
In Germany, it's an important day for cafes and small restaurants.
在德国对于 咖啡馆和小餐馆是很重要的日子。
But for the Christian, we remember that on Pentecost, Jesus poured out the Holy Spirit.
但对于基督徒来说，我们记得在这一天，耶稣将圣灵赐下。
It is by the Spirit that He makes us one body.
正是借着圣灵，祂使我们成为一个身体。
And it's by the Spirit that Jesus gives special grace to each believer.
正是借着圣灵，祂给予每位信徒特别的恩典。
Pentecost marks the start of all believers being united together in Christ.
圣灵降临节标志着所有信徒在基督里开始合一起来。
The last two sermons from Ephesians 4 looked first at the command to live in unity.
上两次有关以弗所书四章的讲道中，我们首先探讨了活出合一的诫命。
Then we looked at the basis for unity in verses 4 to 6.
然后在4到6节中，我们讨论了合一的基础。
This morning we'll look at verses 7 to 13.
今天下午我们将会看到7到13节。
And these should be a particular encouragement.
这段经文应该是一份特别的鼓励。
It's stressful to be commanded but not have the ability to obey.
有了诫命但没有能力去遵守，会给我们很大的压力。
It's stressful to be commanded and not have the resources to obey.
有了诫命但没有办法去遵守，也会给我们很大的压力。
But God does not give commands which we cannot keep.
但是神不会给我们不能遵守的诫命。
God has particularly given all that we as believers need to live in unity with one another.
神特别给我们作为信徒来彼此合一所需要的所有东西。
We only need to appreciate what He has given and apply it.
我们只需要感谢并应用祂所给予我们的。
Jesus Christ graciously enables believers to walk in unity.
耶稣基督蛮有恩典的让信徒同心合一。
He gives to believers what they need to live harmoniously.
祂给予信徒彼此和睦所需要的。
According to this passage, He does this in two ways.
根据这段经文，祂以两种方式做到这一点。
First, He gives as a gift to each and every believer special grace to be able to uniquely contribute to the body of believers.
首先，祂给每个信徒特别的恩典，使他们能够为信徒的整体做出自己独特的贡献。
Second, Jesus has given some people to the church to help all the others to grow together properly.
第二，耶稣差派了一些人去教会，帮助所有其他人共同成长。
The first way in which Jesus helps believers live in unity may seem counterproductive.
耶稣帮助信徒活出合一的第一种方式，表面看起来好像会起反作用。
Paul states what Jesus has done in verse 7.
保罗在第七节说明了耶稣所做的事情。
And he proves it from an Old Testament passages in verses 8, 9, and 10.
然后他在第8、9和10节中引用了旧约经文去证实这一点。
But look first at verse 7.
让我们先看第七节。
He states that Jesus gives grace to each believer.
他说耶稣给予每个信徒恩典。
He does not mean the grace by which we are saved.
这里指的并不是我们得救的恩典。
It's the grace by which we live together.
而是我们一起生活的恩典。
He's probably using the word grace as an equivalent to the grace gifts described elsewhere.
他可能使用恩典这个词等同于其他地方描述恩赐的意思。
However, the word grace may refer to that inner quality from which those spiritual gifts arise.
然而恩典可能指的是衍生出属灵恩赐的内在品质。
In either case, God gives them in Christ.
无论哪种情况，这些恩典都是神透过基督给予的。
And the manifestation of that grace is in the spiritual gifts which all believers have.
并借着所有信徒都有的属灵恩赐而呈现。
This grace comes to the believer as Jesus Christ measures it out.
这恩典是按照耶稣基督所量的赐予信徒的。
Some get more.
有些人多。
Some get less.
有些人少。
In some, it reveals itself one way.
在这恩典在不同的身上以不同的方式呈现。
In others, it reveals itself differently.
有些以这种方式，有些以那种方式。
There is a wide variety of spiritual gifts.
属灵恩赐有各种各样的。
How does such diversity foster unity?
这种多样性如何促进合一呢？
There are at least three reasons why this gift of grace fosters unity.
为什么这种恩典能够促进合一？至少有三个原因。
First, Jesus includes every true believer.
首先，耶稣顾念每一个真正的信徒。
He does not exclude any true follower of him.
他不排斥任何真正的跟随者。
Even though we may have this grace differently, every believer has it.
即使我们有不同的恩赐，每个信徒都有同样的恩典。
And no unbeliever has it.
不信的人没有。
If you have not come to God through Christ, you do not have this grace.
如果你没有透过耶稣来到神面前，你便没有这个恩典。
The giving of this grace began on Pentecost.
这恩典是在五旬节赐下的。
It began with the gift of the Holy Spirit.
以圣灵的降临作为开始。
Peter preached on that day.
那天彼得讲道。
He told the people that God had made Jesus, whom they crucified, both Lord and Christ.
他告诉众人，你们钉上十字架的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
When they heard this, it cut them to the heart.
众人听了这话，便觉得扎心。
They asked, what shall we do?
他们问，我们该怎么办呢？
Peter answered, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins.
彼得对他们说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦免。
And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
你们就必领受所赐的圣灵。
The spiritual gifts come with the Holy Spirit.
属灵的恩赐是与圣灵同时赐下的。
If you have not repented to receive forgiveness of sin, then you do not have the Spirit.
如果你没有悔改并接受罪的赦免，那你便没有圣灵。
If you have repented in the name of Jesus, then you are forgiven.
如果你奉耶稣的名悔改了，你就被赦免了。
You have the Spirit.
你就有这个灵。
And you all are different from those who have not repented.
而且与所有没有悔改的人不同。
Whether you have more or less grace, you are unified in having that grace.
无论你的恩典是多还是少，你们都因有那份恩典而合一。
Whether you have that grace in one manner or another, you are unified in having that grace.
无论你有这种恩赐还是那种恩赐，你们都因有那份恩典而合一。
Having that grace is a mark of unity.
有这样的恩典是我们合一的标志。
God intends that having this grace, in whatever form it is, should bring us together.
神的心意就是借着这个恩典，无论它以哪种恩赐的方式呈现，都应该把我们带到一起。
This is the second reason that this giving of there is a second reason this giving of grace fosters unity.
这个恩典能够促进合一，还有第二个原因。
Jesus gives both grace and the gifts that fit each individual believer.
耶稣给的恩典和恩赐都是为每个信徒量身定做的。
Some of you have or have had small children.
你们当中有些人有小孩子，或者曾经有过小孩子。
And you have certainly traveled together.
你们肯定一起外出过。
It may have just been to the store and back.
可能只是去商店买东西。
Do the children carry the same weight suitcase as the adults?
小孩子会和大人带一样重的箱子吗？
Yet I often see even small children carrying a small bag.
我经常看到的是小孩子，带的是一个比较小的包。
They want to feel part of the family.
他们想要那种自己也是家庭成员的感觉。
They have a bag just like everyone else.
他们和其他人一样，都有一个包。
There is a sense of unity even though the bag size is different.
这就是一种合一，即使每个人的包大小不一样。
So it is with God's grace and the gifts he gives.
神的恩典和他给的恩赐也是一样。
Jesus gives exactly what fits you.
耶稣赐予你最适合你的恩赐。
He gives exactly what you can do to benefit his body, the church.
他赐予你们所能做的去使他的身体受益，也就是教会。
So don't be proud by thinking that you have a greater gift than others.
不要因为认为自己比别人有更大的恩赐而感到骄傲。
Remember that greater gifts mean greater responsibility.
请记住，更大的恩赐意味着有更大的责任。
And don't be disappointed if you think you have something less.
如果你觉得你的恩赐比别人少，也不要失望。
Whatever God has given you, it is needed for the body.
无论神给了你什么，那些恩赐都是这个身子所需要的。
When you serve God with your gift, whatever it is, you honor God.
当你用你的恩赐去侍奉神的时候，无论是什么，你都在荣耀他。
The third reason this giving of grace fosters unity can be found throughout the verse.
这个恩典能够促进合一的第三个原因，可以在整段经文中找到。
And it's grace.
这是恩典。
God gives it.
是神所赐的。
Jesus proportions it out.
耶稣分派他。
That means that it's all about God.
这就意味着。
All from God, excuse me.
这就意味着这一切都是来自于神。
It's about God, not about us.
是关乎神的，而不是我们。
What we have is not from us.
我们拥有的不是来自于我们。
We do not earn grace.
恩典不是我们挣来的。
We do not determine the giving.
我们不能决定怎么给予。
And every believer is in the same position.
每个信徒都处于同一个位置。
There's no reason to think more highly of yourself than others.
我们没有理由觉得自己高人一等。
Instead, we together focus on God.
相反，我们应该一起定睛在神身上。
We together thank God for what He's given us.
一起为神所给予我们的感谢他。
Unity is not uniformity.
合一不是统一。
Diversity is clearly not uniformity.
多样性显然不是统一。
But diversity allows for unity.
但是多样性容许合一。
Diversity allows a more beautiful unity.
而且是更加美好的合一。
Who could paint a beautiful picture if they only had one color?
如果只有一种颜色，谁能画出一幅美丽的图画呢？
Would you paint a red rose on red paper?
你会在红色的纸上画一朵红玫瑰吗？
When various colors are properly combined, it creates a beautiful, unified picture.
当各种颜色被恰当的联合在一起时，他们就能创造出一幅美丽而又和谐的图画。
So it is with the diversity of gifts.
不同的恩赐也是这样。
God's diverse giving of grace provides a more beautiful unity among believers.
神赐予的恩典的多样性提供给信徒一个更美好的合一。
Paul turns in verses 8 to 10 to give proof from the Old Testament.
保罗在八到十节中引用旧约来证明。
Even the Old Testament points to the Messiah as giving gifts.
即使是旧约也指明弥赛亚是恩赐的赐予者。
Jesus, the Messiah, gave gifts when he returned to heaven.
当耶稣弥赛亚回到天上的时候，他就会赐下恩赐。
In verse 8, Paul cited Psalm 68, verse 18.
在第八节中，保罗引用了诗篇六十八篇第十八节。
Now, there are a number of challenges in how Paul uses this psalm.
关于保罗如何使用这段诗篇有一些争议。
And if you're interested, I can discuss them with you after the service.
如果你有兴趣，我可以在礼拜之后跟你讨论。
But Paul uses two main points from the psalm.
保罗使用了这段诗篇的两个要点。
First, there is a victorious ascent.
首先，经文提到有一位得胜的升天了。
And second, the victor gives gifts.
其次，得胜者赐下了恩赐。
Now, Paul understood the psalm to point to Jesus as the Messiah.
保罗的理解是这段诗篇指出耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Jesus had used Psalm 110 verse 1 to show that the Messiah must be God.
耶稣用诗篇110篇第一节来表明弥赛亚必须是神。
The apostles also used the same verse.
使徒也用了同样的经文。
Peter did the same on the day of Pentecost.
彼得在五旬节那天同样是引用了这段经文。
And Paul understood that.
保罗明白这一点。
If the divine Messiah ascended, then he must have also first descended.
如果神圣的弥赛亚升天了，那么他必须先降临。
God lives in heaven, high and lifted up.
神住在天上被高举。
He cannot ascend unless he first descends.
除非他先降临，否则他不能升天。
To Paul, this must be a reference to the Son of God, the Word.
对于保罗，这必须指的是神的儿子，也就是道。
He came down from heaven.
他从天而降。
He took on flesh and became a man.
道成肉身，成为了人的样式。
And after the resurrection, he ascended back to heaven.
复活后，他升天，回到天上。
When Jesus ascended back to heaven, he was exalted to the right hand of God the Father.
当耶稣回到天上时，他被提到父神的右边。
The Father gave the Son a name above every name.
父给了子一个高于万人的名。
The Father gave him all authority.
给了他一切的权柄。
And from that position, the Lord Jesus will bring everything back into a right relationship to God.
从那个位置，主耶稣基督，将把一切都带回到与神正确的关系中。
Every knee will one day bow before Jesus.
有一天，万膝将向他跪拜。
Every tongue will confess that he is Lord.
万口将承认他是主。
Jesus is the giver of gifts to all believers.
耶稣是给所有信徒恩赐的给予者。
He gives his grace so that we are able to live in unity.
他给了我们他的恩典，使我们能够活出合一。
Paul used the figure of the body in verses 12 and 16.
保罗在十二节和十六节中用身子做比喻。
A body has different members.
身子有不同的肢体。
Yet a healthy body functions in unity.
然而一个健康的身子必须合一才能运作。
Each member has its place and task.
每个成员都有自己的位置和任务。
When they function properly, the body grows and acts in unity.
当他们都正常的运作时，身子便成长并且和谐运作。
So seek to understand what God has given you to do in the body.
我们要寻求明白神给予我们在这个身子里所要做的事情。
Accept the place given to others as well.
我们也要接纳他给予其他人的位置。
His grace is sufficient and necessary to grow and live in unity.
他的恩典是足够的，而且是必须的，使我们能够成长并活出合一。
But there are also five special gifts which Christ has given to the church.
但是也有五个特别的恩赐是基督赐给教会的。
God gave these, Christ gave these to equip all believers.
基督赐下这些来装备所有信徒。
We all have gifts.
我们都有恩赐。
But we all need to be trained in using them properly.
但我们都需要接受训练，如何恰当的使用它们。
I have seen children who are gifted in drawing.
我见过特别有画画天赋的孩子。
But they need to learn that they don't draw on the walls.
但他们需要知道他们不可以画在墙上。
And they can be taught to draw better.
经过培训他们可以画得更好。
So it is with spiritual gifts.
属灵的恩赐也是这样。
God gives the ability.
神给予能力。
But he also wants us to use these abilities properly.
但他也希望我们能够正确使用这些能力。
And he wants us to grow better in how we use them.
而且他希望我们在怎样使用这些能力方面有更好的成长。
Paul lists the five gifts in verse 11.
保罗给整个身子保罗在第十一节中列出了这五个恩赐。
Christ gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers.
基督所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Paul already mentioned apostles and prophets in chapter 2, verse 20.
保罗已经在第二章二十节中提到使徒和先知。
They were foundational for the church.
他们是教会的根基。
These apostles should be understood in the restricted sense of the 12 plus Paul.
这些使徒严格意义上讲应该被理解为十二门徒和保罗。
These were the special authorized representatives of Jesus Christ.
这些使徒是耶稣基督特别授权的代表。
Through them he gave us the New Testament.
通过他们耶稣赐给我们新约。
Because of the unique requirement that they be eyewitnesses of the risen Jesus, the apostles were limited to that small group.
由于他们需要是复活之后的耶稣的目击见证人，所以使徒只限于最初的那一小组人。
The prophets were also foundational.
先知也是重要的根基。
They received direct revelation from God before we had the New Testament.
在新约之前，他们得到神直接的启示。
In chapter 3, verse 5, Paul says that God revealed to the apostles and prophets the mystery of Christ.
在第三章第五节中，保罗说，神向使徒和先知启示了基督的奥秘。
Both the apostles and prophets revealed God's truth to believers.
他们向信徒传达神的真理。
And we now have it as the New Testament.
就是我们现在所拥有的新约。
Evangelists are those who proclaim the gospel.
传福音的人就是那些传扬福音的人。
Philip is called an evangelist in Acts chapter 21.
其中，腓力在《使徒行传》21章第8节中被称为传福音的。
He was the one who preached the gospel in Samaria.
他向撒玛利亚人传福音。
He also explained the gospel to the Ethiopian official in Acts 8.
他还在《使徒行传》第八章中向埃塞俄比亚的官员解释福音。
Now Paul considers pastors and teachers together.
保罗把牧师和教师合在一起看。
I'm not sure if there's a difference in Chinese, but pastor is an English word for shepherd.
牧师这个词在英语里的意思是牧羊人。Well, Chinese is similar.
Shepherds are responsible to feed, protect, lead.Correct and encourage believers.
牧师有责任喂养、保护、领导、纠正和鼓励信徒。
They use the word of God to do it.
他们用神的话来这样做。
Teachers also explain the word of God to believers.
教师也向信徒解释神的道。
Elders in a church have the responsibility of pastors.
教会中的长老有牧师的责任。
They also are required to be able to teach.
他们也需要有教导的能力。
And Jesus uses these five gifts to the church as tools to equip or train the church.
耶稣将这五个恩赐用作装备或训练教会的工具。
It's important to consider two characteristics of these gifts.
理解这些恩赐的两个特性很重要。
First, these gifts are people.
首先，这些恩赐是人。
Paul's not talking about the gift of evangelism or the gift of teaching.
在这里，保罗并不是在说传福音或者教导的恩赐。
He lists people who are gifts to the church.
他所列出来的是这些人作为教会的恩赐。
Now we might assume that they also have such gifts.
我们可能会设想他们都有传福音或者教导的恩赐。
But that's not what he says.
但这不是保罗所要表达的。
Second, all these gifts have the word of God in common.
其次，这些恩赐都共同拥有神的道。
God used apostles and prophets to reveal His truth to believers.
神使用使徒和先知向信徒启示他的真理。
He used them to record the New Testament.
他使用他们来记录新约。
He uses evangelists to proclaim the good news of Jesus as revealed in the Bible.
他使用传福音的来宣扬圣经所启示的关于耶稣的好消息。
He uses pastors and teachers to proclaim His word.
他使用牧师和教师来宣告他的道。
They are to use his word to exhort and encourage and correct.
他们用神的话语来劝勉、鼓励和纠正。
In verse 12, Paul tells us and the Ephesians what these gifts are to do.
在第十二节中，保罗告诉我们和以弗所人这些恩赐的用途。
They are to equip every believer in order that every believer.May work at serving within the body.
他们是用来装备每个信徒，使每一位信徒都能够在基督的圣子里服事。
Now, Paul calls believers saints.
保罗称他们为圣徒。
That's not a special class of believers.
这不是一类特殊的信徒。
The Bible calls everyone who places their trust in Christ a saint.
圣经里面称所有信靠耶稣基督的人都为圣徒。
It means that we are set apart for God.
这意味着我们为神的缘故被分别为圣。
Now there are three phrases in verse 12.
在十二节中有三句短语。
The first one begins different than the second and third.
第一句的开始和第二句和第三句不同。
And for this reason, it's better to see the second and third as following the first and not parallel to it.
因此把第二句和第三句看作是承接第一句的，而不是与之平行，会更好。
The five gifts equip all the believers.
这五个恩赐装备所有的信徒。
Then all the believers are to do the work of the ministry, which in turn builds up the body of Christ.
从而信徒能够各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Pastors, teachers, and evangelists use the word of God.
牧师、教师和传福音的用的都是神的话语。
And the Bible is the word of God.
圣经就是神的话语。
To evangelize means proclaiming what the Bible says is good news about Jesus.
传福音就是宣讲圣经所说关于耶稣的好消息。
Teachers and preachers explain what the Bible says.
教师和传道人解释圣经所说的话。
They apply what the Bible says to people's lives.
他们应用圣经于人们的生活中。
The best way to equip believers for unity is to systematically teach and preach the whole counsel of God.
使信徒合一的最好办法是系统的教导和传讲神的全部忠告。
Preach and teach through the whole Bible.
通过整本圣经去传扬并教导。
Believers then do the work of the ministry.
然后信徒就会各尽其职。
All believers are to be serving one another.
所有信徒都要彼此服侍。
Each has a gift that contributes.
每个信徒都有能贡献的恩赐。
And they learn how to do it from the word of God.
他们从神的话语中学习如何侍奉。
They learn when to do it from the word of God.
也学习何时侍奉。
Believers should not leave serving to just a select few.
服事不应该只留给少数被选中的人。
Now, the immediate goal of serving is to build up the body of Christ.
侍奉的直接目标是建立基督的身体。
Paul is thinking primarily of spiritual growth.
这里保罗想的主要是属灵的成长。
And this becomes clear in the verses that follow.
这在后面的经文讲得更清楚。
It does not exclude numerical growth.
这不排除数字的增长。
But here, Paul is concerned that the church grows spiritually.
但在这里保罗关心的是教会在属灵上的成长。
There can only be unity in the church as each believer becomes equipped.
只有当每个信徒都得以被装备，教会才能达到合一。
There can be unity in the church only as each believer serves.
只有当每个信徒都愿意侍奉时，教会才能合一。
And as each believer serves according to God's word, the Bible, then the church will grow spiritually.
当每个信徒都按照神的话语来服事时，那么教会就在灵里成长。
And spiritual growth means an increase in unity.
而属灵的成长就意味着更加合一。
Now, unity and maturity are the topics of verse 13.
合一和成熟是第十三节的主题。
And this is the goal which God, toward which God directs the gifting and the serving.
这是神赐下恩赐和侍奉的目的。
Unity and maturity are described in three different ways.
经文以三种描述来解释了合一和成熟。
The first description emphasizes unity.
第一个描述强调合一。
So look at verse 13.
我们一起看第十三节。
It says, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
他说只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
Paul had mentioned unity in verse 3.
保罗在第三节中也提到了合一。
There is a unity of the Spirit already.
在圣灵里我们已经是合一的了。
Believers are one in Christ.
信徒在基督里是一体的。
We need to guard that unity.
我们需要保持这份合一。
This unity in verse 13 is one that grows.
在第十三节中提到的合一是会成长的。
It's our experience of unity.
这是我们合一的经历。
Faith and the knowledge of the Son of God are not the same thing.
信和认识神的儿子不是同一件事。
But there's a close relationship.
但有着密切的联系。
Our faith can be the things we believe.
我们的信可以是我们相信的事情。
And part of what we believe is the truth about the Son of God.
而我们所相信的其中一部分是关于神儿子的真理。
Knowledge can also refer to our relationship to the Son of God.
认识也可以是指我们与神儿子的关系。
We are to know him in the sense of having a relationship with him.
我们透过与他的关系而认识他。
The more we know about him, the deeper our relationship can grow.
我们越认识他， 我们跟他的关系就会越深入。
Faith can also be about believing.
信也可以是单单的相信。
The more we know about Jesus, the more we can trust him.
我们越认识耶稣，我们就越能相信他。
The deeper our relationship with him is, the more we can trust him.
我们与他的关系越深入，我们就能越相信他。
This deepening relationship with and knowledge of Jesus fosters unity.
深化我们跟耶稣的关系和对他的认识会促进合一。
Imagine that two people are standing in different parts of this room.
想象一下有两个人站在这个房间的不同位置。
As they move together to one point, what happens?
当他们都朝着同一个点移动的时候，会怎样？
They get closer together.
他们会更加靠近彼此。
As we each move closer to Jesus, what happens?
当我们都更靠近耶稣时，会发生什么？
We get closer together.
我们相互之间就更接近了。
The second description of unity and maturity emphasizes more the maturity.
合一和成熟的第二个描述强调更多的是成熟。
Paul says, unto a mature man.
保罗说得以长大成人。
Some translations have a perfect man.
有些翻译成完全人。
He's not talking about perfection.
他在这里并不是在讲完美。
Instead, the emphasis is mature adulthood.
相反，它的重点是一个成熟的成年。
Verse 14 shows the contrast with being infants.
在第十四节中说到的就是与婴孩的对比。
As a church, we should grow to maturity.
作为教会，我们应该成长至成熟。
Now we accept childlike behavior in children.
我们能够接受在小孩子当中有小孩子的行为。
But we put away childish things when we mature.
但当我们长大成人了，就应该把小孩子的事丢弃了。
Increasing unity is part of maturity.
更加合一是成熟的一部分。
Consider the coordination skills of a child.
想想一下，一个小孩子的协调能力。
I watched our grandson discover the use of his hands.
我最近看着我的孙子发现他手的用途。
He just watched himself move his hand back and forth.
他就看着自己的手这样动来动去。
This is proper for a child.
这对于一个孩子是恰当的。
His body is learning to function together.
他的身体正在学习如何协调的运作。
It's not the mark of a mature adult.
这不是成熟成年人的标志。
The adult has learned this.
成年人已经学会了这个。
The body of a healthy adult works together in unity.
健康成年人的身体能够协调的运作。
The third description of unity and maturity brings them both together.
合一和成熟的第三个描述把两者结合在一起。
We are to attain the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
我们要达到满有基督长成的身量。
Jesus Christ displayed perfect spiritual maturity while on earth.
耶稣基督在地上的时候表现出完美的属灵上的成熟。
And God wishes this maturity for us.
神希望我们也有这样的成熟。
According to Romans 8:29, it's God's purpose to make us like Jesus Christ.
根据罗马书第八章二十九节，使我们像耶稣基督是他的目的。
When Christ returns, this process will be completed.
当基督再来的时候，这个过程就会完成。
We shall be like him.
我们必要像他。
In the meantime,A healthy, maturing believer is becoming more like Jesus.
在此期间，一个健康成长中的信徒会变得越来越像耶稣。
Being more like Jesus also means that we experience unity.
更像耶稣也意味着我们能够经历合一。
Jesus wished for his disciples the same unity that he enjoyed with the Father.
耶稣希望门徒的合一，能像他与父的合一一样。
He prayed that they be one.
他祷告他们合而为一。
He did not pray for uniformity.
他没有为统一祷告。
He gave them diversity.
他给予他们多样性。
He wants believers to have the same love.
他希望信徒也能有同样的爱。
He wants them to have the same purpose.
他希望他们有同样的目标。
So we should regularly evaluate our lives.
我们应该定期评估我们的生活。
Are we becoming more like Christ?
我们有没有越来越像耶稣基督呢？
This is the standard for spiritual growth.
这就是属灵成长的标准。
This is also the essential quality for unity.
这也是合一的基本品质。
Every church has the potential of being unified.
每个教会都可以合一。
All believers have everything they need to guard the unity of the Spirit.
所有信徒都有一切所需要的去保守圣灵所赐的合一。
They have all they need to grow in unity.
他们也有一切所需要的去合一起来。
Jesus Christ has given gifts to every believer which fosters unity.
耶稣基督赐给了每个信徒能够促进合一的恩赐。
He has given special gifts to the church which work toward unity.
他也赐给了教会能够达到合一的特别恩赐。
Through the apostles and prophets we have the New Testament, the Word of God.
通过使徒和先知我们有新约圣经就是神的道。
Evangelists, pastors, and teachers proclaim and apply the Word of God.
传福音的牧师和教师传扬并且应用神的话语。
As believers put God's Word into practice and exercise their gifts, the body of Christ matures and grows in unity.
当信徒把神的话付诸实践并运用他们的恩赐，基督的身体便能成熟并合一起来。
Here are the key elements.For this church or any church to experience unity.
以下是教会如何经历合一的关键要素。
First, each person must ask the question if he or she has trusted in Christ.
首先，每个人都必须省察自己对基督的信心。
Children of God grow in unity.
神的儿女可以合一起来。
Those who have not accepted Christ as Savior will not be united around Jesus.
但那些还没有接受基督为救主的人就不会因着耶稣而合一。
If they seek unity, it will not be around Christ.
若他们寻求合一也不会是围绕着基督的合一。
And this will always divide a church.
这一定会使教会分裂。
Unity in church begins with being a child of God.
教会的合一是以成为神的儿女为开始的。
Second, you must all ask if you are growing in Christ.
第二，你们都必须问自己是否在基督里成长。
Are you becoming more like Jesus?
你有越来越像耶稣吗？
We all fall short.
我们都不是完全的。
We will only be like Christ when we see him.
只有当我们看到基督时，我们才会更像他。
But are you more like Christ today than you were yesterday or last year?
但是今天的你有比昨天或者是去年的你更像耶稣吗？
If you wish to experience unity, you must become more Christ-like.
如果你想经历合一，就必须变得更有基督的样式。
Third, the word of God must be central.
第三，神的话必须是中心。
The church should be hearing the whole counsel of God.
教会应该听从神的全部忠告。
Read through the whole Bible.
通读圣经。
Teach and preach through whole Bible books.
教导并宣讲所有的圣经书卷。
A diet of only topical messages regularly excludes God's truths.
只是专题性的讲道经常会遗漏了部分神的真理。
We avoid the difficult and uncomfortable passages.
我们经常会避开那些困难的和让我们不舒服的。
We neglect what we're not aware of.
我们会忽略我们不知道的。
To study a book verse by verse forces us to look at all what God has said.
而一节一节的查考圣经书卷能迫使我们查看神所说的每一句话。
Applying all of God's truth to life brings unity.
将神的所有真理应用于生活中可以带来合一。
Fourth, serve one another.
第四，彼此服侍。
Don't be satisfied with just attending and listening.
不要只满足于出席和听到。
Each and every believer contributes to the maturing of the body of Christ.
每一个信徒都可以为基督身体的成熟做出贡献。
Therefore, each and every believer contributes to the unity of the church.
因此，每个信徒都可以为教会的合一做出贡献。
So how can you serve one another?
你们如何能彼此服侍呢？
Well, pray for one another according to Scripture.
我们按照圣经来彼此代祷。
Encourage one another with and according to Scripture.
按照圣经来彼此鼓励。
Love one another.
彼此相爱。
God desires unity in the church.
神期望教会能够合一。
But he has also enabled all believers to live in unity.
他也赋予了所有信徒活出合一的能力。
It's not just an empty desire.
这不是一种虚无的期望。
He has given us what we need to obey.
他已经给了我们所要遵守的一切。
And as you grow together in Christ by his word, you will experience increasing unity.
当你们透过神的话语在基督里面一同成长的时候，你们就会经历到更大的合一。
Amen.
Amen.